everybody, and welcome to the Thayer High School. I'm Red Bull Mike Drake, and we're ready for Thayer Lady Bobcat Basketball. The 1-0 Lady Bobcats take on the Lady Cougars from Isner County Consolidated High School. Our game tonight brought to you by the FNBC Community Bankers, State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains, Century 21 Combs and Associates in Thayer, along with the Pizza Inn of Thayer, Shelter Insurance and Directman in West Plains, the Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove in Thayer, Taylor Grubach Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains, Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic and Dr. Mike Kersick, Remax Real Estate Exchange, Alex and Kylie O'Neill in Thayer, the Baxter Regional Health System's Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring, and Knox Orthopedic in Mountain Home and West Plains. We're just about 7 minutes away from the tip-off here at the Thayer High School. Big crowd on hand for our doubleheader of basketball tonight following the girls game here, Thayer and ICC. It'll be the Thayer Bobcats kicking off their season against the ICC Cougars. It's going to be a great night of basketball. Still some seating available. Come on out and enjoy the night of basketball here at the Thayer High School gym. Of course, one of many games going on around Southern Missouri and Northern Arkansas tonight. We've got your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic at West Plains Lady Bobcat pregame show coming up in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bobcats. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Scott Cecil focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer or Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
And welcome back to the Thayer High School as we get ready for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And Lady Bobcats are 1-0 on the year. They played a couple of weeks ago, actually. It's been a while. They played down at Viola against Omaha, Arkansas, and got a victory there. And, of course, for the Lady Bobcats, it's a brand-new head coach as Cecil Meyer has moved on. And Denny Young, former head coach of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, has moved north of the state line and wearing the green and white tonight. And it looks kind of odd. And of course, Denny also helped with the Bobcat football. And it looks kind of odd to see him running around in the green and white. But he's here. He's excited. Had an opportunity to talk to him a little bit earlier this evening. He says this is a Lady Bobcat team that has got a lot of potential. There's a lot of upside to this team. And they've got some experience. Got a couple of players that have played a lot of basketball in Callie Johnson and Maddie Donahue. But there's also some youth, and he'll be starting a couple of freshmen for the Lady Bobcats here tonight. So a mixture, and he said it's going to take a while for them to come together, but he thinks this team has a real chance at having a really good season, the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And, of course, for the ICC Lady Cougars, they have struggled to find wins this year. Of course, they've been playing for a while down at Isner County. Only six players on the roster. They are all dressed for the game tonight. We had heard that one of their young ladies had broken her arm, but they are struggling with numbers. And we'll see what happens when they take the floor here this evening. We're about 3 minutes away from the tip. You're listening to the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains Lady Bobcat pregame show. We'll be back with your starting lineups in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzain.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats!
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
Hey, we're back getting ready for Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball here. You're listening to the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains Lady Bobcat pregame show. We'll check your starting lineups here in just a moment. I want to say thanks to some of the Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters helping to make the game possible tonight, including the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring in Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Thayer Walmart, the Country Cottage Cafe, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, Thayer Plant and Thayer Farm Center, the Langley Animal Clinic of Thayer, and the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring. Let's check the starting lineup for the Isner County Consolidated Lady Cougars. They'll start with number one, Abby Gilbert, a junior, along with sophomore Allie Shaver wearing number two. Number four is a sophomore, Katie Orff. Number 12, a junior, Paisley Hightower. And the lone senior, that'll be Tess Savelle wearing number 35. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, it'll be Callie Johnson wearing number 10, the senior. Abby Bowers, a freshman, wearing number 20. Junior Haley Larson wears number 21 for the Lady Cats. Maddie Donahue returns as a starter again this year. She is a junior wearing number 23. And Hadley Meyer, number 24, the freshman for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Thayer Lady Bobcats, Isner County Lady Cougars. Our tip-off coming up in just 30 seconds. We'll be back on the Ecom Sport Network.
We are under construction here at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC and need to make room for all of this heavy equipment around here. So come on in and take advantage of the savings.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
And announcement of the Thayer Lady Bobcats going on now as we return here to Thayer High School. Getting ready for our ball game tonight between the Thayer Lady Bobcats and the Isner County Lady Cougars. First of our doubleheader a little bit later on tonight. We'll have the Thayer Bobcat boys as they play the ICC Cougars in the Bobcats season opener. All right, by the way, head coaches of the team, we mentioned Denny Young in his first year as the head coach of the Thayer Lady Bobcats and longtime coach David Harmon of the ICC Lady Cougars. Both teams have got the starters in a huddle in the on the floor. Isner County first to take the floor. They're wearing the black uniforms trimmed in the gray and white tonight. Thayer Lady Bobcats wearing the home whites trimmed in the green. Three-man officiating crew here tonight, and we are just about set to kick off our broadcast season of Thayer Lady Bobcat and Bobcat basketball. And of course, we'll have the Alton Comet, boys and girls, for you throughout the year. And, of course, the Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears. Bears are in action, by the way, over on the hill at Mammoth Spring. They're playing Kip out of Blytheville, Arkansas tonight. We'll hope to get a score for you, a score update as this one goes on tonight. Here we go, Lady Bobcats. And the tip is up, controlled in the backcourt by Izzard County. And the ball thrown away, picked up by the Fair Lady Bobcat. That is Meyer. She goes up with a shot, no good. And the rebound taken by Izzard County. Lady Cougars will bring it up into the front court. They are dropping back. They're going to play a little zone here. Looks like a little 1-2-2 or 1-3-2. Izzard County working around the perimeter. Number four, Katie Orff with it. Gives them the left corner. Now back out front for Shaver. Back to Orr. Orff on the right side now to Hightower. Now keep swinging it around the perimeter of the defense. Lady Bobcats are big up front. And here's a steal by the Lady Bobcats. Ball is taken by Larson. She goes down the other end and loses it on the dribble. Goes out of bounds. Never really did get control of the ball. Young lady transferred over from Couch High School. Haley Larson, number 21 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Oh, quickness. Thayer now coming to a half-court trap. Izzard County comes to it. The Lady Bobcats throw the double team on. And here's a steal by Callie Johnson. Gives out to Bowers. Now to Larson. Larson holds it top of the key. Lobbed it down the corner for Johnson. That's her shot. That three, it's no good off the side of the rim. And rebound taken by Izzard County. Number four with it, Katie Orff. She pulls up at a three-point line. Shoots one off the front iron, no good. Rebound, Kaylee Johnson for Thayer. Her outlet pass is deflected and picked up by Izzard County. Well, Lady Cougars get it back. Katie Orff, sophomore, handles it out front. Holds up three fingers, waiting for a player to come to her. She gives her the ball. That is Gilbert. Gilbert swings it out front and around on the left side for Savelle. Savelle back out front on the dribble drive, tries to pass into the middle. Ball deflected by the defense, and we're going to get a held ball as the ball is tied up. Good defensive play there by Hadley Meyer, number 24, the freshman for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. So Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball, 6:35 to go in the first quarter. There's no score here at the Bobcats den in Thayer. Lady Bobcats gets the ball quickly down the floor. Got it to Meyer. No good. Rebound is up and in by Vardell. Larson. I'm sorry, Larson. For the offensive rebound, puts it back in. Thayer again coming with a 1-2-2 trap. And they get the steal. That is Larson. Larson spins to the bucket and lays it up and in. Good play by Haley Larson, the junior. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats go up 4-0 with 6:08 to play. And Dizzard County wants a timeout. We'll step away. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
And we're back after the timeout. Thayer Lady Bobcats have jumped out to a 4-0 lead here in the first 2 minutes. And they're using the half-court pressure or the full-court pressure. They're playing that kind of a half-court trap, a 1-2-2. Here comes Izzard County to mid-court. Ball stolen again. This is Abby Bowers will drive for the layup, and it's good. Bowers, the freshman, with the first 2 points of her high school career. Well, actually, that's not true. She did score a little bit in the game over at Viola a couple weeks ago. Izzard County really having trouble against this pressure defense of the Lady Bobcats and finally get it across the timeline. They get the Shaver down the baseline, pulls up with a shot, no good, and rebound to Callie Johnson. Kicks it out to Donahue. Donahue, the lefty, going to the hole. She's going to be fouled on the drive and will go to the line and shoot two for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Donahue going to go shoot two, fouled in the act of shooting by number four, Katie Orff. Of course, Izzard County's got to be real careful. They don't have but one player on their bench, so not a whole lot to play with. Donahue at the free throw line, puts the first one up, and it's good. Number 23, Maddie Donahue, the junior, hits the free throw, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it now 7-0. 5.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. Second free throw is up and good. So Donahue hits them both. Bowers, Larson, and Donahue have done all the scoring so far for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Izzard County with the ball again in the backcourt. And finally, they work it up across the timeline. Got it up there to Savelle. Savelle kicks it out top for Orff. Orff will take it out between the circles and start the offense. Holds up one finger. Wings the ball on the right side wing for Gilbert. Gilbert holds it out 30 feet from the bucket. That goes back down to Orff in the corner. A quick three is off the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound comes out long, taken by Izzard County. And then Gilbert is tied up by Abby Bowers. And it'll be a held ball. Possession belongs to the Izzard County Lady Cougars. 5 minutes and change to go here in the first quarter. They are pitching a shutout so far. Hidra County with it in the corner. Long three-point shot is up and good. Katie Arp, the sophomore, hits a three out of the corner, and Hidra County cuts the lead to five. Fair Lady Bobcats with it. Bowers bounces it to Meyer. Meyer shoots from the free throw line, banks it in off the backboard. Hadley Meyer with her first 2 points of the night. And the Fair Lady Bobcats got four different players have scored. Fair again using the full-court pressure. Hidra County and going to get a held ball. Yep, got a held ball. Number two, Allie Shaver, came to the double team, and Thayer reached in and tied her up. So Thayer with the basketball back and a 10-3 lead here. Just over 4.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. Thayer inbounds it. Long shot by Donahue from the outside is no good. Rebound taken by Kaylee Johnson. Brings it back out to Bowers. She'll bank it in off the right side. Abby Bowers, a little inside-out game. And Bowers with her second bucket of the night. Thayer leads it now 12-3. Hidra County comes to midcourt. Hightower gets tied up, falls down, maintains control of the ball. That's given over to Hidra County. They get up the floor. Shot is up. No good off the back iron. Hidra County with a rebound. That is Orff. Her shot is blocked. Thayer comes down with the rebound. Lady Bobcats on the break. Donahue going all the way to the bucket. Lays it up too hard. No good. And the ball is going to be tipped and out of bounds. It'll be Hidra County consolidated basketball. So Hidra County will have it on the inbound. They're down 12-3, needing a bucket here. Only buckets come from Katie Orr for three-pointer. And Thayer's still at full-court pressure. Now we're going to get another timeout call by Hidra County. So ICC calling the timeout with 3:54 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Yeah, he's a good one. Donnie Thornton over here showing me deer. That's a good one, Donnie. All right, Thayer Lady Bobcats dominating here 12-3 with 3:52 to go in the first quarter. Hidra County with a basketball after calling their second timeout of the period. They're working it around the perimeter of the Lady Bobcats zone defense. They get the ball out to Hightower. Over to Orff. Orff takes it to the right side of the floor. Gives up again to Gilbert. Gilbert back out front. Shaver with a long shot. No good. Rebound controlled by Maddie Donahue. He gives out to Johnson. Johnson up the floor to Bowers. Wide open for the Snowbird. It's good. Abby Bowers with her 6 point in the first quarter. The Fair Lady Bobcats getting ready to make wholesale change here. Up 14-3 with 3:19 to go. Hidra County breaks the full court pressure. Shot is up and good by number one, Abby Gilbert. Gilbert with the second made bucket of the quarter for ICC. Thayer gets the ball down the floor in a hurry. Going inside for Meyer. Meyer had to go through her hands and picked off by Hidra County. So Lady Cougars have got the ball back. Number four with it out front. Katie Orff works the dribble between the legs. Swings the ball on the left side wing for Shaver. Shaver gives it back to Orff. Her short jumper is good from 15 feet. Katie Orff now with 5 points in the first quarter. Hidra County on a little run here. Thayer with a basketball. Donahue out to Johnson for three. That one's up off the back iron. No good. Meyer with a rebound. One dribble back up and in. Hadley Meyer with her second first quarter bucket. And the Lady Bobcats with 16 points on the board. After not scoring for the first 2 minutes, so really here in the last 4 minutes, they have scored 16 points. And we've got wholesale change for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Checking in the game, number 44, Savannah Wheeler. Also checking in, number 10. Oh, I'm sorry. So here's Maddie Pounders with it. Number 15 is in, or Katie Pounders, I'm sorry, in the game. They'll swing it around, got it in the corner for Pierce. Her shot is up, no good. Rebound taken by Pounders, who goes back up and in. Katie Pounders, number 15, with a bucket off the offensive glass, and Thayer leads it now 18-7. 2 minutes to go, first quarter action. Hidra County brings the ball up the floor. They get into the free throw circle, and Orff backs up and shoots another three. That one is no good. Rebound is up the hands of the Lady Bobcats and out of bounds. Number five, Jaylee Haven, had her hand on it and couldn't control it. Oh, it's off the hands of Visitor County. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Thayer inbounds it to Madison Neldon. She'll bring it across the timeline. Brings it on the right side there for Harris. Harris gives in the corner and gets it right back. Now back out to Neldon. Neldon going to the high post. Back out to Harris. Back to Neldon. Left side now down in the corner for Pounders. Pounders short jumper is up and no good. And a rebound taken by Izzard County. Minute 30 to go in the first quarter. Thayer up big. Izzard County breaks the press. Got the ball up to Orff. He handles it on the left side. Defense jumps out on her. She'll fire another three. That one's off the front iron. No good. And rebound taken by Audrey Harris for the Lady Bobcats. Audrey looking for the outlet. And now controls it herself. Dribbles up the floor. Gives off to Pounders. Pounders to Harris breaking to the bucket for the lay-in. Little give and go by Audrey Harris and Katie Pounders. And the Lady Bobcats will get the bucket. That's 20 first quarter points for Thayer. Here's a steal out front by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Audrey Harris just picked the pocket of the Izzard County player and gives the ball up for Neldon. And Neldon going to the basket is going to get fouled and will go to the free throw line and shoot two. Madison Neldon going to the free throw line. Thayer getting ready to make another substitution. Naomi Figgins, number 40, is getting ready to check in after this first free throw. Madison Neldon, first one is up and good. Madison Neldon, a Thayer Lady Bobcat senior. And now Figgins out of the game, or Figgins into the game. Number 44, Savannah Wheeler checks out. And second free throw is up, no good. Rebound taken by Izzard County. They get the ball out to Gilbert. Gilbert gives it up to Orff, and she'll bring it into the front court. 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. Thayer dominating this one. Here's a foul going to be called on the Lady Bobcats. Trying to get in the passing lane. Audrey Harris is going to be called for a reach in. Trying to get a steal. She stole one out there a few moments ago. That one got called for a foul. Izzard County inbounds the ball into the backcourt for Katie Orff. Takes it up the right side of the floor. Now backs it out and sets the offense against the Lady Bobcat zone. Here's a pass out front. Taken by the Thayer Lady Bobcats with another steal. Audrey Harris down the left side of the lane. Loses it on the dribble. And it goes out of bounds. Good defensive play there by Allie Shaver to get back and play defense. Prevented a wide open layup. Izzard County now on the inbound. We'll get it in to Orff. Orff walks it into the front court. Flings it down in the corner for Shaver. Her shot is up and no good. And the rebound taken by Izzard County. Number 35, Tess Savelle with a nice rebound. She sets it back out front for Orff. Orff faking a three. Down to 3 seconds to go. She gets it back after the pass and shot is partially blocked. No good. And that's the end of our first quarter of play. Our score 21-7. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a lead over the Izzard County Lady Cougars. We'll be back to the Thayer High School with more Lady Bobcat basketball in just a minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
When selling your home, you could do everything yourself. But if you have a REMAX agent, they know a team of experts who will get the job done right.
I'm Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give our team a call at 417-264-6161 or stop by our convenient location next to McDonald's in Thayer. Each office independently owned and operated.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
And we're back underway in our second quarter, and there, Lady Bobcats already with a steal. That is Audrey Harris. Drives for the bucket. Count it and one for Audrey Harris. Harris, number 11, off the Lady Bobcat bench now with 4 points, and she'll shoot for number five. Foul is going to be called by number one. That is Abby Gilbert for Izzard County Consolidated. Second team foul. First personal foul. And a free throw for Harris is no good, but the Lady Bobcats control the rebound. That is Neldon going to the bucket and scores. Madison Neldon now with 3 points in the game. Lady Bobcats, everybody putting in there, putting the ball in the hole. Thayer leads it now 25-7. 7.5 minutes to go in the first half. Izzard County with it. Up in the corner, Zor, still on the dribble drive. Moves off a screen to the wing. She likes to shoot it from there. Done here, and here's another foul in the open floor. Going to be called on Harris. Tried to get in front of her and cut her off. Audrey going to be called for her second foul. And substitution. Number 15 will check in. Harris will go out. Katie Pounder is back in the game. They are also with Riley Pierce, number 2, starting this second quarter. Izzard County off the inbound, non-shooting foul. Get the ball to Orff. Orff working up the left side. Nice bounce pass inside to Savelle. She gives it right back out to Orff. Orff handles it on the wing. Now she'll fire away. Another long three is no good. Rebound taken by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That is Neldon. Neldon pushing it up the floor. Pulls up at the three-point line. Fades the ball out to Riley Pierce, number 2, another Lady Bobcat freshman. Swings it over to Neldon. Neldon goes to the top of the key on the dribble drive. Now swings it down to Pierce in the corner. Pierce, little bounce pass inside. Nice play. Easy bucket for Haven for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Jaylee Haven with her first 2 points of the ball game. And we get another timeout call by Coach Mark Harmon of the ICC Lady Cougars. Thayer leads at 27-7 with 6:45 to go in the first half. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC better together. Go Bobcats. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
And we're back at the Thayer High School after the timeout. The Thayer Lady Bobcats have dominated this one. 27-7 our score. We've still got 6:45 to go in the first half. Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you in part by your Lady Bobcat boosters, including the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, First Baptist Church in Mammoth Spring, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, and the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer. Izzard County with the ball. On the right side, Orff takes it around to the left side, working around the perimeter, all the way down to the left corner. Now backs it back out on the dribble drive, moves off a screen. Can't get open for a shot. Bounce pass is going to get on the floor and picked up by Orff. Orff takes it around to the right side now, looking for a shot. Can't find it. Got a screen out front, pulls up her dribble, feeds the ball on the left side to Shaver. Shaver goes through the free throw circle. Pulls up the dribble, fires up a shot, no good. Rebound taken by Madison Neldon for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. She gets it out to Haven. Haven over to Riley Pierce. Riley will back it out front. Wings one on the right side. Now down in the corner. Back out, and now the lob pass to Figgins. Figgins with a cutter down the lane. Shot is up, no good by Katie Pounders. But she's going to go to the free throw line and will shoot two for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Foul on the Izzard County Lady Cougars. Number 12, Paisley Hightower, will be her first. That is the fourth team foul on the Izzard County Lady Cougars. And the first free throw is up off the front of the rim for Maddie Pounders, number 15, Katie Pounders. Katie Pounders misses the first free throw. Katie has scored 2 points so far in the game. And another free throw is up and good. Katie Pounders now with three. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it 28-7. Coach Denny Young has already emptied the bench for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Starters may not see much more action in this one for Thayer. Hinder County working the ball on the perimeter. Long pass, almost stolen by Pounders, picked up by Izzard County's Allie Schaefer. Feeds it over to Orff. Orff now out to Savelle. Savelle back over to Shaver. Shaver pass out front. Oh, this one's going to be stolen. Haven with another steal, lays it up, no good. Rebound, Lady Bobcat, back up in for Katie Pounders. Katie Pounders on the layup. So Katie now with 5 points for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Thayer led by the freshman Abby Bowers, who scored 6 while she was in there. There's another steal for Thayer out front. Oh, ball off the hands of Neldon, goes out of bounds. And now the Thayer Lady Bobcats going to get the starters back up and in the game. So the starters back out there for the Thayer Lady Bobcats now. Kaylee Johnson, Abby Bowers, Haley Larson, Maddie Donahue, and Hadley Meyer. Izzard County inbounds the ball in the backcourt for Katie Orff. She'll bring it to the left side of the floor. Passes down in the corner for Shaver. Shaver with a dribble drive out to the elbow. Kicks it back out front for Hightower. And Hightower back over to Orff. Orff, out pass down to the baseline. Ball picked up there by Savell. She loses the handle. Thayer comes out of there with the basketball. On the break, Lady Bobcats going all the way to the bucket. And we're going to get a foul call. They're going to call it on the floor before the shot. Number 21, Haley Larson. Trying to beat the defense down the floor and couldn't quite get there. Shaking up a little bit on the play. She took a knee to the thigh. And she's limping around a little bit out there. So Thayer making a substitution. Get her out. Maybe put a little ice on that thing. It is Katie Pounders checks in. Thayer inbounds the ball down under the bucket. Got it in the corner to Donahue. Donahue out to Pounders. Now top of the key to Bowers. Bowers' three-point shot is up and good. Number 20, Abby Bowers with the three-point shot from the top of the key. And Abby's got 9 points now to lead the Lady Bobcats in scoring tonight. Izzard County playing it the other way with 4 minutes to go halfway through this second quarter. It's all Thayer Lady Bobcats, 33-7. Izzard County swings it on the left side for Orff. Orff, defended by Bowers, gives up the basketball to Shaver. Shaver, Allie Shaver. Out to the twice, passes to the right side. Ball's going to be deflected. Out of bounds off the hands of the Lady Bobcat defense. That was number 23, got on the loose ball. Maddie Donahue knocked it away and out of bounds. Izzard County will trigger it in and got into the backcourt for Katie Orff. Orff taking it up the right side. A little running one-hander. No good, but she's going to get fouled. That'll be on Abby Bowers. Going to be called for the blocking foul. They'll call it on the floor. Bowers called for her first foul of the game and only the third team foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats tonight. Izzard County will inbound it again to Katie Orff in the backcourt. They'll bring it into the front court, working against Bowers. They're playing a little man-to-man now. Bowers defending against Orff. She'll give it up to Savell. Savell back out to Orff. Orff moves off the screen, gets to the free throw line, fires it up, an air ball rebounded by the Lady Bobcats. Pounders off on the break. Got Meyer in front of her. Gets the pass to her through the lane. Shot is up, no good. Rebound volleyed around and taken by Donahue. Donahue down under the bucket. Bounces it out to Callie Johnson. Now to Pounders for three. It's good. Katie Pounders with a three-pointer. First made three-pointer of the night for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Katie Pounders hit it. She's got 8 points now in the game. And the Thayer Lady, it's the second made three-pointer. Bowers hit one a moment ago. Izzard County with a basketball. They go all down into the lane. Bounce pass into the middle. Stolen by Kaylee Johnson. Kaylee running up the floor. Takes it all the way to the rack. And first 2 points of the night for Kaylee Johnson, number 10, the Thayer Lady Bobcats senior. Now 3, 6, 9 different Lady Bobcats have scored at least 2 points in the game. Izzard County with it. Here's a nice move for an open shot. Katie Orff with a spin move at the elbow and hits a high arching shot. That's the first time that Izzard County has scored in the entire quarter. Here's a long shot for Thayer off the offense on the other end. Bowers put one up, no good from three-point land. And Izzard County controls. And here's Orff again. This shot partially blocked. Going to end up an air ball. It should be Izzard County ball. Bowers got a piece of that ball in the air, but the officials didn't see it. And Thayer making wholesale change again. Comes Audrey Harris. Along with Haley Larson getting back into the game. So it looks like she is overcome the knee to the thigh she took earlier. Larson brings the ball into the front court for Thayer. Swings it on the left side. Gets it right back. Swings it down to Pierce. Pierce, nice move to get around the defender. Feeds it inside. Shot is up and good. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, number 44, Savannah Wheeler. A Wheeler with her first two. And now 10 different Lady Bobcats have scored tonight. And they lead at 40-9 with a minute 49 to go in the first quarter. Here is Orff. Richard County pulls up with a shot off the wing. It is no good. And a rebounding foul. Going to be called on Hightower for Izzard County over the back of the Lady Bobcat defender. Now the minute 41 to go in the first half. Thayer will inbound the ball. 16 foul against the Izzard County Lady Cougars. Thayer Lady Bobcat bring the ball into the front court. That is Larson with it. Gives it up in the right corner to Pierce. Back out front for Neldon. Neldon now. Oh, pass down inside intended for Pierce. Whistles by her head and out of bounds. Riley Pierce Didn't quite see that one. I'm sorry, that's number two, Riley Pierce. Didn't see that one coming. Thayer throws it away. So turnover, Lady Bobcats, with 1:20 to go in the first half. Here's her count. Katie Orr brings it into front court. She's going to get fouled. That'll be on Audrey Harris. That'll be number three on Audrey. Audrey tried to poke it away when she did the crossover. Got her on the arm. Be a non-shooting foul, fourth team foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Third on Audrey Harris. Harris working against Orff again. Orff taking her to the bucket. Pulls up with a short running one-hander. No good. Harris had a hand on the rebound. Couldn't control it. And the ball's going to go out of bounds off the hands of Izzard County. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with 1:06 to go. Excuse me, in this first half. Coming up, we'll have your Community Bank Community First Banking Company halftime report. Stay tuned for that. We'll have all the scoring for you here in the first half. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the ball. There goes number 21, Larson, to the bucket. Short left-handed shot, no good. And the rebound taken by Izzard County. Under 50 seconds to go in the first half. Thayer with a commanding 31-point lead. Izzard County with the ball out front. Katie Orff penetrates into the lane, kicks it back outside. Here's another shot for Izzard County, no good. And rebound controlled by Madison Neldon. Feeds it out to Larson. Larson around the defender, lays it up with a left hand, no good. And rebound taken by Izzard County. That's a pretty move by Larson. But he couldn't get it to fall, and Izzard County got the ball back with 20 seconds to go in the first half. Orff with it, moves off the screen, couldn't get open for a shot. Gives it off inside. We get a whistle, and we're going to get a foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Number one with a nice move down the baseline, Abby Gilbert. She is fouled by Riley Pierce. Be her first. And the non-shooting foul. Izzard County will inbound it with 10.5 seconds to go. And now Thayer getting substitution in there. Audrey Harris will check out. Here's Izzard County on the inbound. Quick shot, no good. Rebound, Izzard County. Back up and in. Number Hightower, number 12, gets the credit for the bucket. He's got 12. Here's Thayer coming the other way. Shot at the buzzer is no good. Wouldn't have counted anyway. And our score at the half, 40-11. The Thayer Lady Bobcats lead the Izzard County Lady Cougars. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Community First Banking Company Lady Bobcat Halftime Show in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office and employee owned and operated.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
And back at the Thayer High School, it's halftime. Welcome to the halftime show brought to you by Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Been all Lady Bobcats here tonight. Thayer sprinted out and actually started kind of slow. Neither team scored for the first 2 minutes of this game. And then Thayer went on to outscore Inter-County 21-7 in the final 6 minutes of the first quarter, and then outscored them 19-4 in the second quarter. And Inter-County didn't score those 4 points until the final minute and a half of the first half. So it's been all Thayer Lady Bobcats here tonight over the Inter-County Cougars. And it's been a balanced scoring attack. Everybody has played. And just about, well, I think everybody except for one or two that have played has scored in the first half. And we'll get that scoring for you in just a moment. I want to say thanks to some more of your Bobcat boosters helping to bring you our basketball doubleheader tonight. And they include Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton and Thayer and Alton, Willow Springs Realty, Solomon Cornelius, the Law Office of Fred O'Neill and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer, and Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer. Just more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters. Bobcat men's game coming up a little bit later on this evening. The Bobcats open their season tonight. The number 3 ranked team in Class 3 basketball in the state of Missouri, and they'll take on a pretty good Izzard County consolidated team. Great tradition at Izzard County. We'll talk more about that as well. We get to the men's game. Again, it's halftime of the Thayer Lady Bobcat game here, and Thayer leads it 40-11 over ICC. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe in a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
It's where to go and buy a car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
And we're back here on the Community First Banking Company halftime report. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a lead over the Izzard County Consolidated Lady Cougars 40-7. Scoring for the Thayer Lady Bobcats are led by the freshman Abby Bowers. She has 9 in the first half, 8 points for Katie Pounders, then 4 apiece for Audrey Harris off the bench, Haley Larson with 4, and 4 for Hadley Meyer. 2 points apiece for Jaylee Haven, Kaylee Johnson. 3 points for Madison Neldon, 2 for Maddie Donahue, and 2 for Savannah Wheeler. So Thayer Lady Bobcats getting scoring up and down the lineup in this first half. Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you in part by Knox Orthopedic in Mountain Home in West Plains, the Baxter Regional Health System's Hometown Clinic of Mammoth Spring, the RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange, Alex and Kylie O'Neill in Thayer, and the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey. We'll be back with your second half in just a couple minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Knox Orthopedics continues to follow prescribed guidelines for patient and staff safety.
Whether you're buying or selling, downsizing or expanding, relocating or vacationing, RE/MAX agents have the tools and experience to help you go from for sale to sold. It's why no one else sells more homes. I'm Kylie O'Neill, Director of Development at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. Call our office today at 417-264-6161 and let us help you find the property of your dreams. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. That's the sign of a RE/MAX agent. Each office independently owned and operated.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on. State Farm agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
And we're back at the Thayer High School getting ready for our second half. Hope you've enjoyed our Community First Banking Company halftime report. Thayer Lady Bobcats open the second half with the basketball. They quickly feed it inside to Hadley Meyer, and Meyer lays it up and in. Beautiful play off the inbound. They're inbound in the corner. Quick toss down the low post for Meyer, and a nice spin move for the wide open layup. Thayer Lady Bobcats already on the board here in the third quarter. Here comes Izzard County with it. Nice dribble drive into the lane for Orff. Couldn't hit the shot. Thayer comes down with the rebound. Kaylee Johnson works it up the right side. Feeds it out front. Now inside to Donahue. Ducks under the defense. Shoots. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up and in. Maddie Donahue with her first bucket of the night. She's got 4 points. And Thayer picking right up where they left off in the first half. Lady Bobcats lead it now 44-11. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Izzard County with it. That is Gilbert trying a baseline drive. Couldn't get open. Feeds it out front for Katie Orff. Orff will take it to the top of the key. Shoots a long three. That one rattles off the rim. No good. We got a hell ball on the rebound. And it will be Izzard County basketball on the alternating possessions. Lady Cougars will inbound it down under their own bucket. See, right to the right side of the glass. That'll be Orff. Inbound it to Savelle. Savelle gives it out front for Hightower. And right back to Orff. Katie Orff, sophomore. Good-looking player. Does just about everything here. And now she handles that front ball. Almost stolen from her by Bowers. She manages to push a pass over to Savelle and then gets the ball right back. They're playing man-to-man defense here. And there's a foul. Going to be a bump on Bowers out top. Bowers trying to get in front of Orff. And a little bit late getting there. The foul on Abby will be her second of the night. Thayer only called for 14 fouls in the first half. And that's the first one here in the second half. We're 2 minutes in. Here's a pass on the inbound, stolen by the Lady Bobcat. Donahue to Kaylee Johnson. She drives for the uncontested layup. Johnson with the layup. And Katie now with 4 points, or Kaylee with 4 points in the ballgame for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. We're just over 2 minutes into the third quarter. Thayer's outscored Izzard County 6-0. There's a long shot for the Lady Cougars by Gilbert. No good. Rebound, Maddie Donahue. Maddie brings it up the right side. Feeds it to Johnson. Johnson out front to Larson. Over to Bowers. She'll fire the three. That one rolls off the rim. No good. And a rebound taken by Gilbert for Easter County. Feeds it out to Orff. Orff works it up the left side of the floor. Now goes to the top of the key. Gets to the free throw line. Bowers picks her up there and forces her to back it back outside the three-point line. She'll take it to the left side of the free throw circle. Backs away from the defense. Still on the dribble. Splits to a double team. Ball poked away. Picked up by Thayer. Meyer got it to Johnson, who will drive for the layup. It's good. Callie Johnson now with 6 points in the ball game. Lady Bobcats senior, one of the few seniors on this team. Now Israel County wants a timeout. Coach David Harmon going to talk to his troops again. 48-11. Fair Lady Bobcats with a lead. 4:56 to go in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn in Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
And we're back after the timeout. We'll say thanks to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters tonight, including Thayer Fitness and Nutrition, the Alton Bank, the Carter Funeral Home, the Thayer and West Plains, the Steak and Shake of West Plains, Barton Electric and Thayer, and Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer, along with Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, and Legacy Auto Body Incorporated. Easter County with a basketball out of the timeout. They're working a little weave out front. The ball's going to be stolen by the Lady Bobcats. All the way to the bucket, number 22. That is Madison Neldon. And Neldon now with 5 points off the Thayer Lady Bobcat bench. Now Thayer went to the bench. Five new players on for Coach Denny Young. We're at 4:29 mark here to go. And again, Easter County going back to that weave. And this time Neldon tried to step in front and get another steal. And that time she's called for the foul. Madison Neldon called for the foul. We are under the mercy rule here already. 4 minutes to go in this third quarter. Be a quick second half here. And there's a steal on the inbound. Lady Bobcats with another defensive play. And Katie Pounders will drive for the layup. Katie Pounders now takes the game lead. First Lady Bobcat in double figures tonight with 10 off the Lady Bobcat bench. 3:55 and counting to go in the third quarter. Inter County is yet to score in this period. They only scored 4 points in the second, only 7 in the first. Fair Lady Bobcat defense has been pretty good, you might say. Inter County with it now. Schaefer. Schaefer pass into the middle. It's going to be stolen by the Fair Lady Bobcats. That is the Lady Bobcats getting it up the floor. And Wheeler pulls up with a shot, and it's good. Savannah Wheeler with her second bucket of the night. That was a good steal by the Fair Lady Bobcats, Jaylee Haven. Haven with a pretty play, and then lobbed the pass up to Wheeler in front of the defense for the layup. Inter County with it out front. Katie Orff works it to the right side for Gilbert. Gilbert backs away from the defender and gives it up for Schaefer. Schaefer back over on the right side now to Savelle. Savelle will hand it off to Hightower. Hightower at the top of the key, defended by Haven. Feeds over to Orff on the right side wing. Thayer still playing man-to-man defense. Here's a pass for Izzard County. Almost stolen, picked up by the Lady Cougars. Izzard County is working clock here. Working the offense. Making the Lady Bobcats working that man-to-man defense. Good motion on the offensive end. Oh, and now Orff is going to try and dribble behind the back, and it goes off her heel and out of bounds. Another substitution for Thayer. Audrey Harris will check into the game. And so does Naomi Figgins. Wheeler and Riley Pierce will come out. And substitution for Izzard County as well. Alexis McLaughlin will check into the game. Thayer working on a perimeter. Here's a give to Haven. She'll drive down the right side and score the layup. Jaylee Haven with her second bucket of the night. She's got 4 points. We're down to 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Don't forget second half for a doubleheader coming up. The Thayer Bobcats, ranked number 3 in the state in Class 3 basketball, Missouri, will open their season tonight with the ICC Cougars. There's a shot up for Izzard County. No good. Rebound comes out long. Fight for it is taken by Haven. Haven feeds it over to Neldon. Neldon's going to get fouled on the layup. and will go to the free throw line and shoot two. Foul will be against Izzard County's number four, Katie Orff. That'll be her third of the game. First team foul against Izzard County here in the third quarter. And Madison Neldon to the free throw line has scored 5 points tonight, including one for two from the free throw line. And this one is up for Madison and good. Madison Neldon, one of the Thayer Lady Bobcats seniors. They've only got a couple. Kaylee Johnson, Maddie Pounders, Madison Neldon, the only seniors on this team. And the second free throw for Neldon is up and good. So Maddie's got seven off the Thayer Lady Bobcat bench. Matter of fact, the Lady Bobcat bench has outscored the first string tonight. Katie Pounders leading away with 10. Izzard County with it. Orff working off a screen to the top of the key. Swings it on the left side. Ball is stolen by Riley Pierce. Loose ball on the floor now. Picked up by Izzard County. And finally, a hell ball is going to be called. Pierce got down on the floor fighting with Abby Gilbert. And the official finally blew it dead. Say, we'll call this a jump ball. We're down to 25 seconds to play in the third quarter. Working under the turbo clock here. 58-11. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a lead. Here's Riley Pierce to the top of the key with 15 seconds. Steps through the defense. Gives it over to Neldon. Neldon back out to Pierce. On the left side now to Harris. Down to the baseline for Haven. Haven dribble drive into the lane. Misses the layup. Gets their own rebound. Going back up is going to get fouled. With 1.5 seconds to go, Jaylee Haven will go to the free throw line and shoot two for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. They stopped the clock, and they really weren't supposed to. But anyway, we're under the turbo clock. Jaylee Haven looking for her fifth and sixth points here from the free throw line. This one is up and good. Jaylee Haven now with 5 points off the Lady Bobcat bench. Haven, just a sophomore. A lot of sophomores on this team. Next one is up and good. Haven hits them both. Izzard County will inbound the ball with 1.5 seconds to go. Got it in for Orff. And that's the end of our third quarter. Our score, 60-11. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a lead over the Izzard County Cougars. We'll take a timeout. Back with your fourth quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
And we're back at Thayer High School, just underway in our fourth quarter. Izzard County with the ball. Shot is up and no good. Rebound is going to go out of bounds off the hands of the Izzard County Lady Cougars. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. And again, we're playing under the mercy rule, and they stop the clock again. Thayer leading 60-11. Lady Bobcat with the starters back out there. Here's Maddie Donahue from the left right side corner. No good. The rebound is going to be off the hands of Thayer. We're going to get a rebounding foul on Hadley Meyer. Meyer going after the loose ball. And call for the foul, call for the push. So the freshman with her first foul of the night. She also has contributed 6 points for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And it'll be Izzard County basketball. They get it back. Orff, nice dribble drive, pulls up from 10 feet, shoots a jumper, and it's good. Katie Orff, and that is the first bucket of the second half for the Izzard County Lady Cougars. Comes with 7 minutes to play in the game. Thayer working the ball around the perimeter on the offense. Got out to Kaylee Johnson. Long shot is up. That one's no good. Shooting a little bit long before the home crowd here. Kaylee Johnson's been a little bit long on a couple of threes tonight. And, of course, you know, she has made some huge threes over the last couple of years for the Thayer Lady Bobcats in the state playoffs. She'll be dependent on to provide a lot of scoring with these Lady Bobcats this year if they want to get back there. Here's Izzard County working the ball on the perimeter. Nice move. Shot up no good by Orff. Rebound taken by Thayer. Long pass up the floor intended for Larson, and it goes out of bounds just a little bit in front. Pass by Abby Bowers, just a little bit long for Larson to catch up to. So Thayer turns it over with 6:14 to go in the basketball game. Don't forget our men's game coming up, the Thayer Bobcats, and these are County Cougars immediately following this one here tonight. Thayer Lady Bobcats have controlled this one from the outset. 6 minutes to go in the game. Hidra County working on a perimeter, and they kick it inside, and that is Savelle. Savelle gives it back out front. We're going to get a blocking foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That'll be on Abby Bowers. Abby picks up her third foul tonight, Lady Bobcat freshman. Good young player for Coach Denny Young and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. By the way, if her sister Madison is listening tonight, happy birthday to Madison Bowers. I had a birthday, was it today? Yeah, it was today. Hidra County with a basketball, working on the perimeter. Got to Orff. She's on the right wing. Feeds it out to the top of the key for Gilbert. Gilbert leads over to Hightower. Now back over to Orff. Orff open for the three. Nope. Going to take it down to the baseline. A little floater is no good. Abby Bowers janks down the rebound and then gets fouled as she tries to dribble out of traffic. Fouls on number two, Allie Shaver. Will be her first. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats getting ready to... Now Coach Denny Young says, no, we're going to go ahead and leave the starters out there. Getting ready to make wholesale change again, but Coach says, no, let's leave the starters, let them play a little more. The starters really haven't played very much tonight. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the ball. Bowers gets down the corner nice move. Oh, they're going to call travel. I don't know if I agree with that one or not. Anyway, Hadley Meyer down in the post going to be called for the travel on the spin move. And now Thayer will get the starters off the floor. And back out there is Riley Pierce along with Madison Neldon, Katie Pounders, Savannah Wheeler, and Jaylee Haven. Hidra County with the basketball. 4 minutes exactly to play in the game. Lady Cougars swing it on the right side. Long shot is up. An air ball. No good. And out of bounds off the hands of Orff. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats will bring it the other way. Jaylee Haven will trigger it in to Riley Pierce for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Sophomore to the freshman. Freshman Pierce brings it across the timeline. Swings it on the left side for Neldon. Neldon thought about the three. Doesn't take it. Gives it back out front to Pierce. Pierce on the dribble drive. Puts the shot up. No good. Wanted a foul. No call. And the Lady Cougars control the rebound. Hidra County Consolidated High School. They've got it out front with Orff. Just inside the half-court line. Now feeds the ball over to Shaver. Shaver takes it down to the left wing. Loses their dribble. Bounce pass down in the corner to Hightower. Hightower gives it up to Gilbert. Three-point try, no good. And Riley Pierce down the rebound. Lead pass going all the way down the floor to Pounders, who scores the layup. Count it and a foul. What a shot by Katie Pounders. Pounders now with 12 to lead all scorers in the game. Coming off the Lady Bobcat bench, and that was a circus shot right there. Got it to go in. And the foul is on number one. Abby Gilbert will be her second. We're down to just over 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Again, we are under the turbo clock. And the free throw is up and good for Katie Pounders. Katie now with 13 to lead the Thayer Lady Bobcats tonight. That is good to see for Katie Pounders, just a junior. Hidra County brings the ball up the other way. They'll feed it up on the right side to Gilbert. Gilbert going high post to Hightower. Couldn't get a shot. Feeds it back out front for Shaver. Shaver with a shot, partially blocked. Rebound taken by Jaylee Haven. Haven gets it out to Neldon. Neldon pulls up at the elbow, feeds it back out front. Thayer will set the offense. They go to Pounders. Pounders, oh, pass too hard. Through the hands of Jaylee Haven and out of bounds. And with 2:07 to play, they are making a substitution. Katie Pounders checking out of the game. Naomi Figgins will check in for Thayer. And here comes Hidra County with 1:56 to go in the game. They cross the timeline with it. Oh, and almost a steal by Pierce. Almost took it away from Gilbert. Gilbert runs it down in the backcourt. Now has it knocked away again out of bounds. It'll be a foul on the Lady Bobcats. Number 22 for Thayer. Madison Neldon going to be called for the foul. Her second of the game. Minute and a half to go. Stay tuned for the post-game report brought to you by Shelter Insurance and Directman of West Plains. And we'll be naming the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Lady Bobcat Player of the Game. And Dietrich County with it. Number 41, McLaughlin. Shot off the baseline. No good. Rebound controlled by Thayer. That is Neldon. Neldon on the left-hand dribble. Crosses over to the right side. Takes it to the hole. Misses the shot. Rebound gets on the floor. Neldon's got a hand on it. And Dietrich County's McLaughlin got a hand on it. And the hell ball will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats with 1 minute to go. 1 minute and counting. Thayer leading 63-13. Neldon will inbound it down under the bucket. Lobbing it to Figgins. Her shot is up off the window. No good. Haven goes up high. Had the rebound. And it was taken away by McLaughlin. Excuse me. Hitcher County going the other way. McLaughlin trying to get it out to Gilbert. And it was poked away by Jaylee Haven. And Israel Canada will inbound. 30 seconds to go. Thayer Lady Bobcats going to go to 2-0 on the year. Israel Canada with it. Ball handler gets tied up. Ball loose on the floor. Picked up by Haven. Haven on the dribble drive. Down the court. Defense catches up. Misses the shot. Rebound to Wheeler. She couldn't follow it in. And the rebound tipped out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. So folks, that's just about going to do it. Down to 7 seconds to go as Israel County looks to inbound the ball. They do with five. Got it to Gilbert. She'll bring it to midcourt. Has it stolen. And there's the buzzer to end our ball game tonight. The Thayer Lady Bobcats have defeated the Israel County Lady Cougars. Final score 63-13. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the victory. They're now 2-0 under Coach Denny Young and assistant coach Billy Weber. We'll take a timeout. Back with your Shelter Insurance and Directman of West Plains post-game report in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.